Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Bob Jordan chosen as new chair of Campbell County Commission. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Commissioner Bob Jordan has been selected as the new chairman of the Campbell County Commissioners. Jordan will serve as commission chair through the end of 2026, replacing Kelly McCreary, who served as chair in 2025. Jordan and fellow Commissioner Jim Ford were both nominated for the position on Wednesday morning and were given the opportunity to address the board before the vote. Ford said the chair should serve as a disciplined communicator and a central point of contact between county government and the public.
In my mind, the role of the chairman is to facilitate the will of the board, to provide a single point of contact for our direct reporting staff, for the other elected officials, and really to be a consistent, disciplined communicator. But really, I think it's service to your fellow board members, it's service to our direct reporting staff, as well as the other elected officials to be the glue that keeps this whole thing together.
Jordan agreed with Ford's sentiment. He said disagreement among commissioners is healthy and important for representing the community.
This is not a dictatorship. This is not a command position. This is a person that he keeps the board moving forward and dealing with the duties that comes with it, as shown with the board. At times, we don't necessarily agree on things as board, but that's exactly what I want. I dislike boards when you go someplace, it's an A across the board when you know full well they don't agree with that decision. I want my board to disagree with each other. That's healthy for our community.
Both emphasized that the chair's role is to guide discussion and represent the will of the commission, not to push an agenda. Jordan was initially selected on a 3-1 vote, with Commissioner Scott Clem voting for Ford. In a final vote, after the motion, Jordan's selection was approved on a 4-1 vote, again with Clem casting the sole dissenting vote. Wyoming lawmakers moved toward constitutional amendment after abortion ruling. Wyoming's top Republican lawmakers are pledging to pursue a constitutional amendment after the Wyoming Supreme Court ruled that abortion access is a fundamental health care right under the state constitution. According to Cowboy State Daily, House Speaker Chip Nyman of Hewlett reacted emotionally to the court's 4-1 decision, calling it ridiculous and accusing the court of legislating from the bench. Nyman said he immediately began drafting language to amend the constitution, arguing voters never intended the state's health care autonomy amendment to support abortion. Governor Mark Gordon said he was very disappointed by the ruling and again called for the issue to be decided by voters. Gordon confirmed that he asked the Wyoming Attorney General's office to seek a rehearing and urged lawmakers to carefully craft any proposed amendment. Senate Bo Bightman and Senate Appropriations Chair Tim Salazar also said they are working toward a constitutional change, while the Wyoming Freedom Caucus vowed to continue fighting abortion through legislative action. Supporters of the ruling, including abortion providers and Democratic lawmakers, praised the court for upholding health care autonomy and warned the new restrictions could again face constitutional challenges. Any amendment would require approval by 2/3 of the legislature and the governor's signature and a majority vote by Wyoming voters, setting the stage for a major political battle ahead. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.